Secretary General Kofi Annan will chair the Mo Ibrahim Prize for Achievement in African Leadership. He'll be joined by five other eminent personalities to award the largest prize in the world, $5 million. The award is funded by Dr. Mo Ibrahim, a Sudanese-born billionaire and founder of Celltel. At the foundation's launch last October, Ibrahim said there was an urgent need to establish such an award as a way to invest in Africa's future.
I think this is a matter of life and death. And what we need is to encourage people to deal with that.
The prize is open to former heads of state or government from sub-Saharan Africa who have demonstrated excellence in leadership. The winner will receive $5 million over 10 years and $200,000 annually for the rest of their lives. According to the foundation, the award was established to stimulate debate about good governance across sub-Saharan Africa and the world, to provide objective criteria by which citizens can hold their governments accountable, and to recognize achievements in African leadership while providing practical ways for African leaders to build positive legacies after leaving office. The prize committee will evaluate the quality of governance in eight main areas. They include economic and social development, peace and security, human rights, and the rule of law.
We are going to be very engaged as members of the committee, working with each other, reviewing the index and the basis and doing the necessary research required for us to have a competent winner.
Annan says good governance, respect for human rights, and the rule of law are absolutely essential for African development. James Haberimana is an assistant professor at the Georgetown Public Policy Institute. He says African leaders are paying attention to the award, but questions if it's enough to encourage principles of good governance.
And I think that sort of in the world of, you know, after sort of the Charles Taylor sort of issues with international courts and some of the noises being made vis-a-vis Robert Mugabe and a few other sort of African leaders, Mengistu in Ethiopia, I feel like, you know, the prize is, it doesn't go far enough to sort of encourage those leaders who have perhaps a bit of a troubled past to actually sort of, you know, use this as a vehicle or even, you know, for this incentive to actually have any bite.
In an exclusive interview with VOA Radio, Annan explained how the award could ultimately inspire current leaders to maintain the highest standards of good governance in Africa.
The idea behind the award, to encourage African leaders to work with their people on the issue of good governance, to ensure that the people's welfare are at the top of their priorities, that there is respect for the individual dignity, and that we are working hard to eliminate poverty and assure food security and other essential issues like health.
Annan says there is a determination to improve the situation in Africa and that working towards Millennium Challenge goals, fighting HIV/AIDS, and increasing economic and social development all require good leadership.
If you identify a leader who is doing exemplary well in this area and hold him up or her, him or her up as an example, for his peers and for the continent, I think you are making a major contribution.
The foundation will award the first Mo Ibrahim Prize for African Leadership this October. Jim Bertel, VOA News.